This is Mary Jane.
And this is Paloma.
And we're from PiratePods.com on the phone with...
Sia!
Just times by the daggers and the root of all our fights. The pass of your poem just dissuade me in your knowing. And the beauty of the word is that you don't have to show it. Oh, I could play. You can't pick me up.
All right, Sia.
Hi.
What are you wearing?
Oh, I'm not wearing any underpants. I'm in bed. I'm wearing just like this stripy, I guess it's really old. I guess it's maybe from the 40s or the 20s, and it's like a pinstripe bed dress. I guess it's a shirt. It's a long shirt, like a knee-length shirt, and it's pinstripe. Actually, maybe it's from the 90s. I think it is. I'm looking at the shapes on the top now, and I'm thinking it's from the 90s. It's got some pale colours in it. And, it's kind of... It's a design classic. That's all. That's all I'm wearing.
That's it.
I've got one piece of jewellery on that my friend Geordie made me that's like a really fine bit of gold, and it's shaped in a love heart. And he designs for Christian Dior, which I think by proxy makes me a bit fabulous right now.
It sounds fabulous to me. All right, well, last night I was watching a couple of your performances online, and you're so bouncy and fun on stage that I was wondering, if you were to suddenly transform into a stationary object, what would it be?
A stapler.
A stapler.
Yeah, probably a stapler or some, like, those multicolored paper clips.
Uh-huh. You're really quick to answer that question. Is that something you've thought about before?
No, I like to keep it punchy. I just thought it would be fun, like that game where you say a word and then I say a word, and so I said the first thing that came into my head. I thought it would be fun to try that, doing that stream of consciousness.
That's awesome. All right, so can you tell us the exact moment in your life?
Oh, hang on, sorry, babe.
It's all right.
Is it beautiful? I'm just doing an interview. Oh, really? My Nora Breen, the dog walking machine, she's the most amazing. She's my dog walker. She just said, look out your window. It's insane. Oh, my God, Nora.
What's going on out there?
Oh, my God. There's some sort of crazy water. It's flooding outside my apartment in New York. Like 4 feet of water.
Oh, my God.
Right outside my apartment. Okay. Wow. Hang on. Let's see. Oh, wow, one of the mains has clearly burst, and it's literally going down the street. I live in Manhattan in Soho, and it's literally creating a river. It's created a river that now goes down about 4 blocks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is all happening live.
And poor Nora had to walk through it to get my dogs in and out.
Oh, no.
She's a dog walking machine.
Yeah, apparently to brave a
flood. Thanks, Nora. Sorry, I'm doing a. God, thanks.
Do you need to go and attend to the flood, or are you okay?
No, because I'm on the fourth floor. So evil. No, there are like proper workers with yellow hard hats on and everything, like attending to the floods. So, and the dogs are back and they're safe and. It was nice to see Nora Breen, the dog walking machine, briefly. I only flew back yesterday from LA, you see, so I haven't seen her in a while.
Aww. How many dogs do you have?
I have two dogs. I have Pantera Marvelous, who is very high energy. He's about 20 pounds, and he's black and shiny and muscly, and he looks like a puppy Labrador, but really he's fully grown, and he's just an anomaly. And then there's Lick Lick Science, who looks like Benji, I guess, but is 13 pounds. He's just like a foot and a half tall, and he's only got 3 legs because a coyote ate my baby's leg.
Oh, no.
But it's okay. He doesn't need your sympathy. He's doing just fine.
Awesome. All right, well, I had another question in between all the I just feel like the flood is so much more exciting, though. Gosh, I want to talk about this flood. But... do you remember the exact moment in your life when you fell in love with music and dance?
Actually, I do. Well, with music, yeah, and with dance, I guess they're separate. They feel like separate questions to me. Am I allowed to answer them separately?
You're allowed to answer them any way you like.
Okay, well, I know that with music, it was like I'd just taken some acid when I was about, like, maybe 20, and I was round at my friend's house. I was in Sydney on a holiday, and I was staying with my friends Sam and Josh, and Sam is now my bass player in my band, and has been my bass player for a long time, and my friend. And we all took some acid, and we were just sort of, you know, being spazzies and walking around the city and, like, having a lot of fun. And then when we were coming down, I had to choose whose room I wanted to sleep in because I was staying with them, and I could have slept on the couch, but also I wanted to just sleep in a bed. And so I went to Josh's room, and I stayed in his room, and he was playing something like really hardcore. It was like Primal Scream or something. Mm-hmm. And his room was really small, and there was no space on the floor for anything. It was just covered in clothes and like crusty old tissues and like food scraps. And like, and his and everything was kind of like closing in on me. And I remember just thinking, I have to get out of here. I have to get out of here. So I went and I knocked on Sam's door, and I opened the door, and Sam's bedroom was like totally white. And he had one bed. He had just the bed in there and one like small cupboard with a little sound system on top of it. And he was playing Miles Davis, Kind of Blue. And I was like, can I come in? And he said, yeah. And so I went in there and I lay down, and suddenly I felt at peace. And I remember it was that. And then what came after that on his CD player was Keith Jarrett. It was the Cologne concert from 74. And I never knew anything about music, and I still don't, but I do know what those two albums were because it was that time. And I guess it was the acid as well, but I could see it. I could see the music. It had colours in it, and it moved. It had movement, and it had feeling, and it was like a total sensory experience. And that was when I decided I liked music, I think. But that was late. I was a late bloomer. Wow. And then, I go in and out of liking it. I like TV more, actually, now. I'm a big TV fan, and I like movies. I like romantic comedies. Mm-hmm. I think that I realised that I have to dance on the garden tour with the 07. Like, when I guess it was a combination of things, but I suggested that we take a bar on stage with us for the tour, because with 07 there were always a lot of singers, and we'd always go off and come back on and go off, and I just thought there was a whole lot of grandeur about, like, and put the crowd having to clap every time we left and came on and left and came on, and I just thought that it would be cooler if we just sat at the bar on stage so that it didn't cause such a ruckus. And so it was me and Jose, and I guess, like, I would fix drinks for the band, and I guess maybe it was the combination of getting a little bit more tipsy than normal during a show. But also there was this one song, and now I've totally forgotten what it's called. That's hilarious. And I've forgotten what it's called. But anyway, it's my favourite on the last album. It's an instrumental track, but when they would play that, I would just go sick dancing. And it was so fun. And I guess before that, I started doing this thing called Five Rhythms Dance, which is for, like, full hippies. And that was at, like, Tufnell Park Hall when I was living in London. And that is, I don't really understand it. I would just go because I was having a period of not drinking, and it was like a blue light disco where you can go, and it's like a dance party, but nobody's drinking because it's at, like, 7 o'clock in the evening, and it's a bunch of sort of middle-aged office workers and, like, pseudo-hippies or hippies or bourgeois hippies. That was kind of what I was into, I remember. And you dance for, like, 2 hours, dance like crazy. And they put slow and then fast, and there's someone that leads you and says things like, and now dance with your kneecaps. And, like, it's so fun. And now take a partner. And, like, really, and then there was a whole bunch of people there as well that were just, like, sleazy hippies that would, like, want to go there and try and roll around with some member of the opposite sex. That was pretty fun. So I guess it was Five Rhythms Dance and then the garden tour, mm-hmm. Maybe, for dance.
All right, well, the cover for your latest album has a picture of you singing into some markers. And so I was wondering, were you one of those kids who liked sniffing markers?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. I mean, I was one of those kids that wanted to sniff everything. I was both orally fixated and, like, aromally fixated. How do you say that? What is the word? It's like, it's got to be, I guess it's profumo, perfumerally. How do you say it? What's the one, what's the nose?
I don't know.
What's the... Olfactorily.
Yes.
Olfactory.
Olfactory.
Olfactorily. Yeah. Oh, that doesn't... How do you conjugate that fucking word? Olfactory. I don't know. I like to sniff markers. I like to sniff... well, I was a big BO fan. I've always been a big fan of BO. There were so many... That's like the other day. This is awesome. My friend, who's a lesbian, she was telling me that there are three types of vagina and one of them... she was telling me there's three types of vagina. One of them is salty pretzel, that some vaginas taste like salty pretzel and taste and smell like salty pretzel. And then another vagina tastes and smells like cucumber lemon mint. And then the third vagina tastes like, or smells like everything bagel.
How good is that? There's different flavors of BO, like underarm sweat, I've noticed. You know,
so yeah, like, totally. Like tangy lemon, barbecue sauce, horse manure, wet sheep.
Yes.
There are so many.
Onion, garlic. Yeah. It is. It's kind of like all the different flavors of bagels or chips that you can get.
Yeah. I guess it's probably an everything bagel armpit as well.
There must be.
Let's do some research this week, girls.
Yeah, we're going to find out about this. You know, this could be a good... We could write a grant. We could get money to do this research. So what's your idea of a perfect day?
Ah, well, a perfect day for me would include waking up with someone I love. I'm a real cheese factory, just by the way, in case you hadn't noticed. Waking up with someone I love, taking the dogs to the dog park, coming home, watching, like, a whole series of a reality TV show from beginning to end, like America's Next Top Model or Project Runway or Tila Tequila or Rock of Love or something really shit like that, or watching like romantic comedies all day, and then going to Chinatown to get a Tui Na Chinese massage, and then eat some really, really good food at a really good, yummy restaurant. And then do making out, a whole bunch of making out, and then go to, like, the Beatrice or something, this club in New York that I like, and doing some silly dancing and drinking these things called 12 Streets, which are, like, yummy martinis with lemon and mint in them, and dancing and dancing and then going home for to have some hot sex. The end.
That sounds pretty perfect to me.
That would be rad. That sounds like a perfect day for me.
It does. That's a great day.
Okay, so your new album is called Some People Have Real Problems.
Yeah.
What made you come up with that title?
Well, it came from, like, because we were recording the album and, like, people, like, all my musicians and stuff, we would arrive and, I don't know, sometimes people would complain about stuff. And the things that they would complain about were so hilariously bourgeois, like my coffee is bitter, or my, like, cleaner didn't do something that they were supposed to, or, like, traffic was really shit. It just became, like, a running... I don't know how... I think at one point I just said, yeah, but some people have real problems, like no rice, or, like, no legs, or they're, like, waiting for a lung. And it just turned into, it snowballed, and then everyone was saying it to any time anyone would complain about anything, no matter how big or small, it would be like, yeah, but some people have real problems. And And then we'd start saying it to ourselves, like we'd catch ourselves being a whinging bourgeois, and we'd be like, oh, and then we'd say it to ourselves. And then I just thought it was funny, and so I thought it was a funny title for an album. And also, because I figured if I asked, people would ask me about it a lot, and that it would be a good reminder to myself not to get too, because I figure, you know, like, because things are starting to be really good for me, and I'm starting to get really successful and make some money, and I just fear losing touch with reality and becoming a dickhead. And so I thought it would be a good reason to call the album that, because it would, if people asked me about it, I would have to remember.
So, I understand you experienced this when you were using acid, but do you experience synesthesia
when you
hear music, or when you...
I've got two members on my message boards that have synesthesia, who I guess typed in synesthesia, and somehow my name, because it is included in that word, came up.
Uh-huh.
And so they became fans from having synesthesia.
Uh-huh.
Like, because then they bothered listening to my music, and then they told all of us about it on my message board. And yeah, I watched this incredible documentary on Panorama about this guy who's like an idiot savant, who has it, and the way that his manifests in like landscapes and stuff, like in numbers, like it's pretty amazing. Like he's memorized pi to 30,000 digits.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that amazing?
That's wild.
Hello, Pantera. Hello, Lickwick. Hello, Dugs. I think they've just come back from a walk.
Oh.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, so I do know what it is. It's H. Lickwick, what are you doing, you crazy goat? Did you hear I was using the dog whisperer sound?
Yeah. You've been watching a lot of TV.
Because basically Pantera came to me dog aggressive. So I watch a lot of The Dog Whisperer in my attempts to rehabilitate him.
Oh. Has he been rehabilitated?
To some degree. He did just get expelled from doggy daycare last week. For biting three dogs and drawing blood from two.
Oh, no.
Oh God, it's so awful. Oh, I feel terrible. So I'm going to try and see whether I can't, because I met the dog whisperer at the Playboy Mansion, because I went there and I sang as part of this much-loved dog rescue event. Like, there was a charity event, and because I'm a total dog lady who smells like pee with food in my hair, and and I went and I sang there and did that, and then he was there, and I was so starstruck, and I got a picture of myself with him. But I'm thinking maybe if I get famous, I could try and get on his show with Pantera. That would be so good, because he really needs... I need Cesar Millan to teach me what to do so that Pantera will stop biting other dogs. It's so embarrassing. And he's such a gentle boy when he's not scared.
Someone must have been very cruel to him.
Yeah, well, when I got him, he had, like, bite marks all over him, and he was totally bald and emaciated and had some crazy dandruff and was covered in this sort of thick inch of really bad smelling grease. It was repulsive. And I guess he'd been a stray. They just assumed he'd been a stray since he was born, so he'd been fighting for his, you know, life.
Well, then he's come a long way.
Been, and he was like 6 months when I got him, so from when he was a puppy.
Aww.
So he just needs to feel safe and dominated, so I'm just trying to dominate him, but I'm not, obviously not, it's not working. I've got my hand right in his mouth right now while I'm talking to you.
So what's the most ridiculous thing you've ever done on stage?
I jumped my pants off once because they were really loose, and I thought it was funny. So while I was singing, I was jumping up and down, and I knew that they were falling down and that they would fall down around my ankles. And I thought that would be funny, and nobody really noticed.
So that's the way it always
But was. I knew what happened. I guess I had like a sort of, I had a shirt dress over the top of it.
Aww.
Okay, it was 97 or something. So I had a shirt dress over the top of these like like flares or something. But they were really loose, so I jumped them down. But I guess nobody could really see that low, so that, but I did the whole gig with my pants around my ankles.
That's pretty amazing you didn't fall over, because I know, and I can't walk with my pants around my ankles. It's not...
No, well, I didn't do a lot of moving. I was shuffled around. I guess they probably thought that was strange. But nobody noticed.
So what do you find most appealing about dogs?
Snuggling. Their snuggliness. I like to snuggle. Like right now, if you could see a picture of me, I am so snuggly right now. Licklick is in my nook between my legs. Like, he is just curled up. Like, I've got one leg pointing out, and the other leg is bent, and my... I guess it's the tree. It's a yoga pose, but I'm actually lying down. And so my leg forms the shape P, and my foot is against my knee. And Licklick is in the circle of the P, and he's all curled up in there. And then Pantera is literally lying on his back with his head next to mine, and we're holding hands.
Aww.
It's so snuggly and yummy. I'm really happy.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about you, Pantera. Yes, we are. Yeah. Now he's biting my hand. But softly. He's not aggressive to humans.
No, they're love bites.
All right, and I've just got three real quick questions if you want to go back to that word association that you were doing earlier.
Yeah, yeah, go.
All right, do you have any slang terms you overuse?
Yeah, I use the word cunt way too much. And slang... Oh, I call everyone bum-bum.
And what's your drink of choice?
Probably like that 12th Street drink with the... It's like a martini drink. Mm-hmm. With lemon and mint. It's really good. Otherwise, I like beer.
And how do you feel about eyeliner?
Well, they make me look like I've been punched in the face, so I don't really wear it because it looks like I've turned into a face that's like two piss holes in the snow. So I'm saying no to eyeliner.
Okay. Right, Sia says no to eyeliner.
For me, not for everybody else. Just for me.
So are you ready for our grand finale?
Yes.
Do you have any last words before we do the grand finale?
Oh, no. Apart from thanks, you've been rad.
I'm glad you're using that word rad, because it needs to make a comeback.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, totally. I thought it was in full usage still. I clearly never left Rad Town.
The end of all of my interviews, I always ask musicians to do something for me.
Yeah.
So will you do this for me if I ask, no matter what it is?
I think you'll probably get lucky.
All right. Will you please give me your very best pirate impression?
I me hearty. All right. All right. That was the end. Okay. I me hearties. I can't remember what else pirates do. I'll be coming to get you. Walk the plank.
Yeah.
Time to walk the plank.
They drink rum and they steal things and they say stuff like, walk the plank.
Yeah, good. Give us all your treasure before I fuck you up. That's a modern day pirate.
All right, well, thank you so much for doing this. This was fun.
Yeah, it was so
great. Oh, good. You're welcome, girls. Have an awesome day.
You too.
Take care. Bye, hon.
Good luck with the flood.